All right, so some thoughts. Some thoughts on modern day success. So what is my definition of success? Sleeping 8 to 12 hours a night, you know, having a kid, you know, the supreme joy of a man or a father or whatevs to birth a son, have a kid, have a boy, right? And whenever you see successful families with 3 girls, 4 girls, 5 girls, etc., you could definitely see what they're going for. The sad truth is, not even sad. I mean, like, honestly, like, if I never had a boy. Love your ride, bro. Man, everyone knows me. It's like, Kim, the one naked guy who walks around. Where's the vest? You got the vest? Ah, too hot? Hey, that's like a sauna vest. Hey, your posture looks great. Oh, thank you. Game, respect, game. Man, Erwin knows me. I guess it's a good thing. All right. So Erwin is like, just Google it or just, no, I haven't used Google in like 2 months. Just ChatGPT is like, search like, who is that one random buff naked Asian guy who walks around Culver City all the time with the 6 pound weight vest? That's Eric Kim in the flesh, okay? Eric like Eric Clapton, but less romantic. Kim like Kim Kardashian, because I want the booties. And actually the funniest modern day flex, check this out. Check out my foot tan. Modern day foot tan. This is the modern day flex. It's like, if he's rich enough to be outside all day at the beach in the sun, whatevs, use that. Okay, so anyways, success, you know, having a boy. Okay, so the truth is, like, before Seneca was born, you know, actually we didn't know the sex, right? We decided not to reveal it, and I think this is honestly the way to go. I mean, you don't want to be pre-genderizing the babies before it's born. I mean, obviously biologically boys and girls are different, as men and women are different. As long as a man never has a menstrual cycle, right, a guy would never understand a woman. Conversely, you don't got testes and testosterone, the woman will never understand the wrath of men. But anyways, so I think good life goals, right? Get married, right? You don't have to be rich, just do a courthouse marriage, whatevs, or just do a super cheap, actually, pro tip, when me and Cindy got married, we did a afternoon wedding, and go to one of those prepackaged places, just makes life easier, just do it indoors. Just be shameless about it, ask people for money, and what you do is put up a Venmo, PayPal link and be like, oh, you know, $100 donation to, you know, fund our honeymoon trip, right? And then you want to at least break even on the wedding or make a small profit, okay? Get married, you know, ideally have a kid, 2 kids, you know, what as, right? I mean, the golden standard is to have, what, 1 boy, 1 girl, or 2 kids in America, I guess, still. You know, if you end up not having any girls or boys or whatever, I'm like, that's fine too. I mean, like, if you think about the generational wealth, generational powers, right? Just create your own family seal. It's like, imagine your family living in Los Angeles for 4 generations. That's cool, right? So who knows? Maybe Seneca will be the first generation to settle here in LA, and then the next generation of his kids. Yeah, future lords of LA and the planet. But anyways, so yeah, having kids, don't get a dog. I mean, if you like dogs, just rent one for the weekend or babysit your friend's dog. I mean, I don't think, I'm like, is Tim Ferriss married yet? Does he have any kids? Maybe not. I know he adopted a dog. I'm like, come on, like, these dudes, just get married, find your life partner, have kids, don't think about it too much. And I think what people don't understand, my encouragement is, first and foremost, I mean, it sounds bad, right? I think everyone should have a kid. It's like, you know, even if you think you shouldn't have a kid, you're not rich enough, whatevs, right? Just have one. You'll be a good father. You'll be a good partner, whatevs, right? And I think the cautious thing to think about here is, you know, just raise your kid how you wish you were raised, or don't do things onto your kids as you didn't want your parents to do onto you. So it's time for you to break the chain. Even Jay-Z, right? It's like, I started out without, but that shift started with me, right? And so, I mean, like, everyone has family drama and baggage and problems, right? Even the gods had problems in ancient Greece of the Iliad, right? So simple thoughts. Build your own family, build your own empire, create your own Troy, create your own Sparta, be Achilles.